620 William L. McCabe, southwest of Row 337, being Lot 7, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Yeah, William L. McCabe, 28544 Okawa Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm going to build a garage and a house on a lot on Handyman Road. Mm-hmm. And like when I build my garage, I've got to build my garage first. And like the driveway is going to come right alongside of the house. So if I can get a 10-foot variance to move it over, would give me enough room. Like onto the side of the house, like I'm gonna have a entrance, like mm-hmm. the steps would be right into the driveway.
Okay.
Not quite understanding why is the driveway already there?
No.
So
but the way Del Doc has got the entrance, it's right on the line.
So you have a combined driveway?
Yeah, and I would have to make a sharp left, you know, to get over. I can't get a straight run, which, you know, not a big deal, but when I get over and come into the garage, I'm right alongside the house.
Wait, next to that.
How far back is the garage from the road?
It's 105 feet.
The garage is from the road?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say approximately about 105.
Garage is going to be 35 by 38 feet?
Yes.
Excuse me, your house is going to be 83 feet long, is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about cutting it down a little bit, you know, because I'm still in with a 10-foot. If I go that wide, I'm still going to be, you know.
Yeah, you're going to
be, you know. When I get my step out, the step's going to be probably about 4 foot, you know. So I'm still going to be out there, you know.
Are you planning to center the house on the lot, or is the house going to be offset to one side?
It's going to be offset to one side, like 20 foot.
To the opposite side of the
opposite
garage?
Opposite side of the garage, yes.
Does the lot that neighbors that is adjacent to you on the garage side, has it been sold yet?
Yes, he's putting a home there. I've talked to him, and he's got no problems with it.
Doesn't have any problem with that?
No. It's Phil Rogers.
One more quick question. Where will your septic system be?
It's going to be right to the left of the garage, like the left-hand side of the garage.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only place that they approved to put it?
Well, yeah. Because that's like where the garage is at is like they consider a wet zone. Mm-hmm. So the septic tank is going to be right to the left of the garage, and the field is going to be all the way to the left of the lot.
Okay, so you couldn't actually turn the garage around and drive into it the other way then? In other words, if you set the garage perpendicular to the house and drive around and go into it?
I can't do it. I could be coming across the drain fields. Yeah.
Yeah, I have nowhere to go. Okay. All right, sir. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously it's unique because Del Dot has restricted his driveway. And also unique in that the state or DENREC has said his septic has to go to a certain location. I think his request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And obviously the applicant didn't create this situation, but the state entities did. I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,620.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,620. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.